That was my next question. How do people sort out the information from the disinformation?
Well, one thing which I don't, maybe it's too much to expect because it's done so little, is to look for internal contradictions. And you could write a whole PhD thesis just about Condoleezza Rice's press conference of the other day. And you could write another thesis. Well, yeah, you could write a thesis about it. And one thing you could write about, not only contradictions in her own statements and evasions, and by the way, a most interesting evasion is this. At one point, a reporter, the only one who had a, quote, foreign accent, unquote, asked her about the $100,000 that was wired to Mohammed Atta. You know about that.
Yes, of course.
Okay. She just said, I know nothing about that. And just next question, please. Just went just that fast over it.
But do you think her answer would have been similar if someone had have asked her, what about Mohammed Atta training at Maxwell's Air Force Base?
Well, who knows? She wasn't asked that. But actually, the question was I forget the name of the Pakistani intelligence guy who was actually in the USA at the time meeting with top officials at the White House. I apologize, I can't remember his name right now. But this is also well established on the record and not denied by the White House that he was in the USA at the time, the head of ISI. And he couldn't get out because he couldn't take a plane because September 11th happened. So he could have taken a plane, but they chose to say he couldn't. So anyway, this questioner asked her about him. And interesting, Condoleezza Rice says, you know, I know nothing about that, and even I did not meet with him. So she didn't deny he was in the country, this ISI guy. And then she just quickly rushed on to the next question. But here's another thing that's most interesting, Lysander. If you look at the official transcript that the White House put out of her press conference, they leave out that whole exchange. It's just not there.
Completely.
Yep. Just check it.
I was not aware of this.
Yep. Yeah. You can listen to it on streaming audio, and then you can read the transcript, and they differ right there.
Well, I have the name, by the way, of that ISI chief. It's Lieutenant General Mahmoud.
That's it.
Yes.
Yeah, Lieutenant. Thank you. And so look for internal contradictions. In that press conference, two or three times, at least two times, I think three or even more times, Condoleezza Rice said that the CIA, or at least the security people, I think she mentioned the CIA, had thwarted, what she said was disrupted, three separate plans for terrorist attacks. She specifically mentioned they were in Paris and Turkey and Rome. And she said this, as I say, at least three times. Now, no one asked her, my God, no one said to her, this is really interesting news. If terrorist attacks were disrupted or, say, thwarted, why wasn't the public told about this marvelous victory for the intelligence agencies? Who did they catch? What did they have wiretaps? Can we see the transcripts? Did they find any explosives? No one asked her that. Really, we really are living in an Alice in Wonderland time.
Sounds like a low-budget wag the dog tale.
Yeah, right.
But anyhow, okay, well then, my next question is, where is this headed now that some pretty big cracks have appeared in the dam of de facto censorship by the mainstream media?
Well, where it's headed, I fear that things are going to get worse. That is, we now can read and hear the Vice President Dick Cheney talking about another even worse outrage, as if it's a virtual certainty.
Now, this is the new hints at a new terror attack. They're intercepting messages. Apparently,
a new terror attack, and he has said more than once, even worse than September 11th. It may be in the offing. They're also mentioning apartment buildings as targets. Now, this certainly can be said to be sowing fear. Think of the number of people who live in high-rise apartment buildings all over the world. And each and every one of those people who takes this seriously must be worried tonight. And so it's fear-mongering, which, by the way, is a tried-and-true trick, strategy of people who are fascistically inclined. They want to keep the population in line, and they want to keep the population focused on an external enemy. And so you have to keep the population fearful. And so this is a pretty good way of doing it.
Rather convenient timing also.
It's very convenient. But the thing is that it could be, I wouldn't rule it out, that another 9/11 will take place. And then for those who already believe in the official version, see, the largest second shoe dropping should have been, and should be still, the exposure of the Bush administration as being complicit. For people who have a faith and a belief in their goodness, this would come as such a terrible blow, an eye-opener of historic proportions, and much needed cleansing. But if that doesn't happen, and it still may not, then another terroristic outrage, say some high-rise apartment building in some city being blown to bits, then it would tend to, insofar as it's not exposed as a fraud, would tend to cause the second shoe dropping to be demand by people to get even tougher on these terrorists. Let's suspend our Constitution, for gosh sakes. It's just getting in the way of getting these horrible, evil people. So people would join in their own enslavement. A certain number of people would. However, we have a lot of people who are now suspicious. And if a second outrage happens, then their suspicions would be even heightened. So the administration is in a tough spot. But I wouldn't put anything past them. I think that we have to be worried. Now, there's a lot to come. For instance, in October, there are going to be show trials. They'll bring some of these poor devils who are being held at Guantanamo Bay, who are under sensory deprivation and other horrible forms of torture. They're going to extract confessions from them, which won't be worth the paper they're written on. But these will be show trials that are scheduled for October to keep up the war, so-called war on terror. And they really have to try to maintain this so-called war on terror. And it's incredible that the Toronto Star is still using, among many others, still using the heading War on Terror, even above stories that question what George Bush knew and when he knew it. When are they going to drop this brainless, propagandistic label? I don't know. But I think that we have exciting times ahead. They're dangerous times. All activists must even increase our activism. Try to study and learn, find out all we can, look for internal contradictions, of course, not only in media coverage, but in our own thinking. Question ourselves, question authority, question everybody, keep studying, learning, and then acting on the basis of our best current grasp of where the world's heading and what needs to be done.
Okay, great. I think that's it. It was really interesting talking with you, and I thank you again for your time.
Well, it's a real pleasure, Lysander, a real pleasure. Good luck with your work. I've always admired Hamilton Indie Media and Indie Media generally, and so I really wish you the best in your work. It's tremendously valuable what you're doing.
Well, I hope to see you again with some new questions to be asked in the next season of Vision TV.
Well, I hope so. That won't be until January at the earliest, by the way. Vision season won't launch in September as it normally does. It's set for a January launch. Just for anybody who's interested, I mean, Vision has gained a lot of friends, and I just wanted to let them know at this time that our current affairs programming won't resume until January of 2003. And I should also say that today I'm working on a piece for straightgoods.com. And they've asked me for a piece about this very subject, about where are we heading and what do I think about the latest developments. And of course, at the rate things are going, I may have a different take on it by tonight.
Of course. Okay, well, thanks again, and stay tuned to Hamilton Indie Media for more developments. A lot of stuff comes out on the Indie Media wires. I think that's one of the main sources of information for myself, even though I'm involved in working on the sites, but I surf all the sites looking for information. It's incredible, the enormous wealth of information that comes over the wires.
It really is. And thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye now.